Ad Astra Per Aspera, Through Difficulty to the Stars. The year 1932 brought immense challenges for Pi Kappa Phi. As the nation reeled from economic collapse, fraternity leaders pressed forward with determination, echoing the words of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." But reassurance alone wasn't enough. National President A. Pelser Wagner knew action was required. He called on members to stand firm, reminding them that true strength is forged in adversity. He spoke of resilience, of loyalty, of the unshakable bonds that held Pi Kappa Phi together. The fraternity faced dwindling enrollments, financial strain, and the threat of losing chapters altogether. Yet he urged his brothers to rise above fear, believing that if they endured this trial, their future would be stronger than ever. Behind the scenes, sacrifices were made. The central office quietly cut costs, and staff members voluntarily reduced their own salaries, all to keep the fraternity alive. Every decision was made with one goal in mind, ensuring Pi Kappa Phi remained strong in the eyes of its members. Despite the hardships, brotherhood prevailed. Alumni remained deeply connected. New York's chapter hosted its largest Founders Day celebration to date, while Atlanta's gathering of more than 100 brothers was broadcast across the Southeast. Undergraduates, too, found ways to support one another and their communities. At the University of Washington, Alpha Delta chapter joined efforts to provide meals for those in need, running a soup kitchen that fed dozens daily. Even in the darkest of times, Pi Kappa Phi stood together. Through courage, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment, the fraternity proved that its strength was never just in numbers, but in the character of the men who called it home.